Welcome to Zichu Daf Simani Memra Ve'aravam Goldhai and Derev Zagas Mamatzia Daf Memdal. The end of the third parak Hamavkid and the beginning of the fourth parak Hazav. These parakim have been generously sponsored by Mr. and Mrs. Eric and Connie Lindenauer. So the three topics we're going to focus on are one, the mission on the previous Daf taught, HaChoshev Lishloch Yad Ve'Pikadon, if a shomer intends to misappropriate a deposit, Beishamai says he is liable, but Beisila says, Eino Chayv Ad She'Yishloch Bo Yad, he's not Chayv until he actually misappropriates it, as the Pasuk says, Imo Shloch Yadob Malachas Re'ehu, if he did not misappropriate his fellow's goods. In a Braisa, Beishamai say, that intent is sufficient for liability based on the Pasuk, HaKol Dvar Pesha, for every matter of negligence, which teaches shechayv al machshava kamaisa, that he's liable for intent for shlichas yad, just as he is for action. Basil responds with the pasuk quote in the Mishnah explains that Beis Shammai's pasuk teaches that a shomer is chayev if he tells his slave or shaliach to misappropriate the pikadon for him, as an exception to the general rule that ein shaliach dvar avera. Point number two, the fourth parak begins. Hazav kona es hakesef. When exchanging gold coins for silver coins, the buyer's acquiring of the gold coins acquires the silver coins for the seller. Hakesef eino kona es hazav, but the seller's acquiring of the silver coins does not acquire the gold coins for the buyer. Several other examples are listed, and the underlying concept is that money does not acquire produce, and either party can retract until the buyer acquires the produce. The Mishnah holds that gold currency is considered produce when compared with silver currency. The Gemara relates that Rebbe, in his younger years, taught an opposite version of the Mishnah, that silver coins acquire gold coins, and gold does not acquire silver. He initially held the Havad Chashivi Havitiva, gold currency, which is more valuable, is considered the money when compared with silver currency, which is less valuable. In his old age, he retracted and held Kasbat Chariv Havitiva, silver currency, which is more easily accepted as currency, is considered the money when compared to gold currency, which is not as accepted as currency. And point number three, a Mishnah states that Beis Shammai says, Oyasa Adam Slime Din Rezov, one may not make, meaning deconsecrate, slime of Maisa Sheni into denarim, but Beis Shammai permits it. Rav Yochanan and Rish Lakish debate the point of contention. One says the machlokas is specific to this case of being machalal silver coins onto golden coins, where Beis Shammai holds that gold is considered the currency relative to silver. Vativa aperu machalinan, and we cannot deconsecrate money onto produce. Beis Hillel holds that silver is considered the currency, so it is a valid chilul. Everyone would agree, however, that one may be machalal real produce onto golden dinar, because even Beis Shammai agrees that it is currency relative to produce, just as Beis Hillel agrees that silver is currency relative to produce. The other Amora says, apapares al dinar machlokas. The machlokas even applies to being machalal produce onto golden dinar, because Beis Shammai holds gold currency is not considered money, even relative to produce. So once again, the 3 points are number one. The Mishnah on the previous stuff taught, HaChoshev Lishloch Yad BePikadon, if a shomer intends to misappropriate a deposit, Beis Shammai says he is chayv, but Beis Hillel says, Eino chayv ad she'yishloch bo yad. He's not chayv until he actually misappropriates it. As the pasuk says, Imo shloch yadob malachas re'ehu, if he did not misappropriate his fellow's goods. In a braisa, Beis Shammai say, that intent is sufficient for liability based on the pasuk, al kol dvar pesha, for every matter of negligence, which teaches, shechayv al machshava kamaisa, that he's liable for intent for shlichas yad, just as he is for action. Beis Hillel responds with the pasuk quote in the Mishnah explains that Beis Shammai's pasuk teaches that a shomer is chayev if he tells his slave or shaliach to misappropriate the pikadon for him, as an exception to the general rule that ein shaliach dvar avera. Point number two, the fourth parak begins, Hazav kona es hakesef. When exchanging gold coins for silver coins, the buyer's acquiring of the gold coins acquires the silver coins for the seller. Hakesef eino kona es hazav, but the seller's acquiring of the silver coins does not acquire the gold coins for the buyer. Several other examples are listed, and the underlying concept is that money does not acquire produce, and either party can retract until the buyer acquires the produce. The Mishnah holds that gold currency is considered produce when compared with silver currency. The Gemara relates that Rebbe, in his younger years, taught an opposite version of the Mishnah, that silver coins acquire gold coins, and gold does not acquire silver. He initially held the Havad Chashivi Havitiva, gold currency, which is more valuable, is considered the money when compared with silver currency, which is less valuable. In his old age, he retracted and held Kasbat Chariv Havitiva, silver currency, which is more easily accepted as currency, is considered the money when compared to gold currency, which is not as accepted as currency. And point number three, a Mishnah states that Beis Shammai says, Oyasa Adam Slime Din Rezov, one may not make, meaning deconsecrate, slime of Maisa Sheni into denarim, but Beis Hillel permits it. Rav Yochanan and Rish Lakish debate the point of contention. One says the machlokas is specific to this case of being machalal silver coins onto golden coins, where Beit Shammai holds that gold is considered the currency relative to silver. Vativa aperu machalinan, and we cannot deconsecrate money onto produce. Beit Shammai holds that silver is considered the currency, so it is a valid chilul. Everyone would agree, however, that one may be machalal real produce onto golden dinar, because even Beit Shammai agrees that it is currency relative to produce, just as Beit Shammai agrees that silver is currency relative to produce. The other Amora says, apaperes al dinari machlokas. The machlokas even applies to being machalal produce onto golden dinar, because Beit Shammai holds gold currency is not considered money, even relative to produce. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Mem Daled, and our standard Siman is mud. Mud. So here goes. The shomer who fell in the mud and had intent to use the clean guard uniform left in his deposit didn't realize he had splattered mud all over the two men who were in the midst of exchanging gold coins for silver coins, and the man who was being machal meiser sheni produce onto gold denarim. Once again, slow motion. The shomer who fell in the mud, that must be Randolph Mem Dalid. The shomer who fell in the mud who had intent to use the clean guard uniform left in his deposit, which reminds us, there's malchus beisham beisil, whether one is chai for shrikos yad if he just had intent to use the item, or if he needs to actually misappropriate the item he was watching. So the shomer who fell in the mud and had intent to use the clean guard uniform left in his deposit didn't realize he had splattered mud all over the two men who were in the midst of exchanging gold coins for silver coins, which reminds us, the fourth parak begins, Azav Kona Sekesev. When exchanging gold coins for silver coins, the buyer is acquiring the gold coins, acquires the silver coins for the seller. Mekesev Eina Kona Sezav, but the seller is acquiring of the silver coins, does not acquire the gold coins for the buyer. Several other examples are listed, and the underlying concept is that money does not acquire produce, and neither party can retract until the buyer acquires the produce. The Mishnah holds that gold currency is considered produce when compared with silver currency. So the shomer who fell in the mud and had intent to use the clean guard uniform left in his deposit didn't realize he had splattered mud all over the two men who were in the midst of exchanging gold coins for silver coins, and the man who was being machal meiser sheni produce onto gold denarim, which reminds us, the Mishnah states that Beit Shammai says, "Oyasa adam slime din rezav." One may not make, meaning deconsecrate, slime of meiser sheni into denarim, but Beis Hillel permits it. Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish debate the point of contention. One says the machlokas is specific to this case of being machal silver coins onto gold coins, whereas Beis Shammai holds that gold is considered the currency relative to the silver, and we cannot deconsecrate money onto produce. Beis Hillel holds that silver is considered the currency, so it's a valid chilul. Everyone would agree, however, that one may be machal real produce onto gold denarim, because even Beis Shammai agrees that it is currency relative to produce, just as Beis Hillel agrees that silver is currency relative to produce. The other Amora says that the machlokas even applies to being machal produce onto golden narim, because Beit Shammai holds gold currency is not considered money, even relative to produce. So once again, the shomer who fell in the mud and had intent to use the clean guard uniform left in his deposit didn't realize he had splattered mud all over the two men who were in the midst of exchanging gold coins for silver coins, and the man who was being machal meiser sheni produce onto golden narim. All right, so now it's time for four blabach chazar. Daf Mem. So the Siman Daf Mem relates to Mayim, and we use a pool for the Siman. So here goes. The post-rainy season poolside party pool. That must more on Daf Mem. Mayim. The post-rainy season poolside party was abruptly canceled when the shomer discovered the supply of chips was devastated by mice, which reminds us. The next Mishnah states, Hamafkid peros eitzel chaver, if one deposits produce with his friend, arze yotzi lo chesronos, the shomer deducts the expected depletion when returning it. After listing the normal rate for several grains, it concludes, Hakolafi Hamida, it's all proportional according to the amount, Bakolafi Hazman, and it's all according to the length of time of the Pikadon, meaning it's deducted yearly. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, what do the mice care about the volume of produce? They eat the same amount regardless of the total volume. Rather, deductions are only taken from a single core. So the post-rainy season poolside party was abruptly canceled when the shomer discovered the supply of chips was devastated by mice. The barrel holding a large quantity of corn kernels for the popcorn burst when it expanded, which reminds us, Rabbi Yudah said in the Mishnah, Imaisa mita maruba, if the pikadon was a large quantity, eno motzi lo chesronos, he does not deduct any depletions, because the produce expands by absorbing moisture in the rainy season enough to make up for the depletion. Well, Papa asked the Bai that if grain expands to such a degree, a barrel filled with grain and sealed should burst when it expands. The Gemara responds that there was indeed an incident in which a barrel burst. So the post-rainy season poolside party was abruptly canceled when the shomer discovered the supply of chips was devastated by mice. The barrel holding a large quantity of corn kernels for the popcorn burst when it expanded, and someone had mixed the shmarim back into the oil for the fryer, which reminds us, the next Mishnah lists deductions taken from deposited liquids, including the settling of shmarim, sediments in oil. Rav Yehuda says, Af ha-mocher shem mezuka l'chaveru kol yemos ha-shana, even one who sells refined oil to his friend for the whole year, meaning he commits to supply him with oil for a year and gives him refined oil, the buyer accepts upon himself 1.5 logim of shemarim for every 100 logim he purchases. Abai explains the Malchus, Rabbi Yehuda holds mutar lav shemarim, it's permitted for the seller to mix settled sediment back into the pure oil, since the buyer did not specify refined oil. The Rabban hold is forbidden for a seller to mix shemarim back into the oil, so the buyer does not accept any deductions in the oil. Daf Mem Olav, so the Siman Daf Mem Olav is a grandma. So here goes. The grandma, that must be on Daf. Mem Olav. The grandma who'd taken the jar of jam she was supposed to be watching for her knitting partner to take some for herself was liable when it broke on its own because she put it down in a different place from its designated spot, which reminds us, the Mishnah on the previous daf taught that if one left a keg with his friend without designating a place for it, and the shomer moved it and broke it through an onus, he's only chayev if he had not put it back and had moved it for his own purposes, which is like stealing it. The Mishnah then says that if the owner did designate a place for his keg, the shomer is responsible for moving it for his own purposes, even after putting it down. So the grandma who'd taken the jar of jam she was supposed to be watching for her knitting partner to take some for herself was liable when it broke on its own because she put it down in a different place from its designated spot and was surprised because she hadn't actually taken any, which reminds us, Rav and Levi argue of Shrichas Yad Shricha Chisaron, misappropriation of a pikadon requires a partial loss for the shomer to be liable. So the grandma who'd taken the jar of jam she was supposed to be watching for her knitting partner to take some for herself was liable when it broke on its own because she put it down in a different place from its designated spot and was surprised because she hadn't actually taken any, which her grandson patiently explained to her was because of the extra pasuk of Shrichas Yad, which reminds us, having established the Levi hold, Shrichas Yad does not require a loss. The Gemara asks for a source. Yochanan explains, the Torah wrote the law of Shrichas Yad both regarding a Shomer Chinam and regarding a Shomer Sachar. Levi holds, since it applies to a Shomer Chinam, who is only chai for negligence, it certainly applies to a Shomer Sachar who is liable for theft and loss, and its mention there is superfluous. Rather, it's written to teach that Shrichas Yad is liable even without any loss. Rabbi Yochanan himself holds it's not superfluous because a Shomer Chinam has a stringency to pay kefil if he swears falsely that the pikadon was stolen, as opposed to a Shomer Sachar who is liable for theft. Daf Mem Beis, so the Siman Daf Mem Beis is a mobster. So here goes. The mobster, that must be one Daf Mem Beis. The mobster who safeguarded the boss's money by bundling it up in his hand, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that if one deposited money with his friend, Sraron, Yivshilon, Achrav, if he bundled it up and slung it behind him or handed it to his young child and did not lock the door adequately before them, he's chai because he did not guard it as Shomrim normally do. But if he guarded it in the normal manner of Shomrim, he's pater. So the mobster who safeguarded the boss's money by bundling it up in his hand, unaware that in the silo behind him was grain hidden from the eye that was increasing from bracha, which reminds us, Rav Yitzchak said, in a bracha matzui el bedavra samui min ha'ayin, bracha is only found in that which is hidden from the eye. As the pasuk says, Yitzav Hashem itcha zebracha ba'asamecha, Hashem will command the blessing to be with you in your silos, ba'asamecha, in your silos, hinting to samui, hidden. Rashi says, this refers to produce increasing in quantity on its own. So the mobster who safeguarded the boss's money by bundling it up in his hand, unaware that in the silo behind him was grain hidden from the eye that was increasing from bracha, tried not to be noticed when the toothless ox he sold to an apotropos, which was then given to a herdsman, died from starvation, which reminds us. The Gemara relates an incident in which an apotropos for orphans purchased an ox for them and left it with the herdsman. The ox lacked teeth and died from starvation. Rami Bar Chama wondered who might be chayev. Daf Mem Gimel, so the Simmer Daf Mem Gimel is a magazine. So here goes. The magazine storekeeper magazine, that must be on Daf Mem Gimel. The magazine storekeeper who was excited that the unbundled money left in his watch could be used just like with a money changer, which reminds us. The next mention states that if one leaves money as a pikadon with the money changer, if it's bundled, he may not use it, as the Gemara explains, and is therefore not responsible for the loss. If it's loose, he may use it and is therefore liable for its loss, even if he never uses it. A private homeowner may not use a pikadon of money regardless of its packaging and is therefore not responsible for it. Tanaim argued if a storekeeper is like a money changer or a homeowner. So the magazine storekeeper, who was excited that the unbundled money left in his watch could be used just like with a money changer, purchased the magazine collector's rare inaugural copy of the Guardian Gazette, whose cover story discussed how much one pays when there is shlichus yad, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, HaShlech yad bepikadon, regarding one who misappropriates a deposit. Beishamai says, Yilka b'chas b'yaser, he is stricken both with its decrease and increase in value. Beis Hillel says, Kishas hotza, he pays like its value at the time of its removal. Rav explains that they argue about a pikadon which decreases in value after shlichus yad of the shomer, and argue if shlichus yad requires a chisaron. Beis Shammai holds it does not, and so it enters the Shomer's possession immediately, and he must pay for its initial higher value. Beis Hillel says Shlichus Yad requires a chisaron, and it did not enter the Shomer's possession until its decrease, so he pays its lower value. So the magazine storekeeper, who was excited that the unbundled money left in his watch could be used just like with a money changer, purchased the magazine collector's rare inaugural copy of the Guardian Gazette, whose cover story discussed how much one pays when there is Shlichus Yad, and featured an article with the rabbi who held the Shomer pays Kishas HaTviyah, which reminds us, in the Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva gave a third opinion regarding the liability of a Shleich Yad. Kishas HaTviyah, he pays according to the Pikadon's value at the time of the claim in Basin. Rav Yehuda quoted Shmuel saying the halacha falls Rabbi Akiva, and the Rabbi Akiva agrees, but makom sheish edim, in a case where there are edim who saw the shlichus yad and know the item's value at that time, that he pays according to that earlier value. All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which definitely when a person prefers a cub of his own produce more than teach a cubbing of his friends? That's on daf. Lamed Ches. Good, number two. Which stuff we learn if Shlichus Yad is Chayv B'chasu B'yaser or Kishas Hotzah? That's on daf. Mem Gimel. Good, number three. Which stuff we learn a katan cannot be installed to look after a relative's property who is a captive since he would likely ruin it? That's on daf. Lamed Ches. Good, number four. Which stuff do Malchus Beisham Beisil whether one is Chayv for Shlichus Yad with just intent? That's on daf. Memdal. Good, number five. Which of the when a large quantity of produce compensates for its own depletion as it expands during the rainy season, making up for the depletion? That's on daf. Mem. Good, number six. Which of the when that zahav is kona kesev, but kesev is not kona zahav? That's on daf. Memdal. Good, number seven. Which daf do we have machos if shrichas yad shricha chisaron, a partial loss for the shomer to be chayv? That's on daf. Memov. Good, number eight. Which stuff we have a question if one may mix settled shamarim back into oil when selling it? That's on daf. Mem. Good, number nine. Which stuff do you discuss whether one can be machal silver slime of Meiser Sheni onto gold dinarim? That's on daf. Memdal. Good, and number ten. Which stuff do you discuss using a pikadon of money and whether a storekeeper is like a money changer? That's on daf. Mem Gimel. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldhar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.